It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Hey everybody, it's Whitney Sheldon in tonight for Jennifer Boozer. She is out there handling some cannabis in this world somewhere, and we're going to be filling in tonight. Tonight I'm with Austin Robertson.
I'm the Montgomery store location manager, currently working out of Hoover with Shannon.
So. Yes. So, Cannabama is located at 558 St. Francis Street, Suite 1A in Mobile, Alabama. That's the downtown location. And then the Schillinger Road location, so West Mobile, is 2090 Schillinger Road, Suite K. The phone number for those locations, 251-255-5155. My location is Cannabama Daphne. Right now, we're known as Bombay and Company, but I'm located at 25935 Friendship Road, Suite C. Phone number, 251-404-0913. And then what's the Hoover location?
It's 3435 South Shades Crest Road, Suite 113. We're right across from the YMCA in Hoover, Alabama. The phone number there is 205-637-6634. You give Shannon a call anytime between 12 and 7, Monday through Saturday.
Everybody needs to go out and visit a location nearest to them. I'm pretty sure there's lots of specials, free products, and samples that we might all have just tucked away in the midst of this coronavirus epidemic. Everyone needs a break. Come out with us, visit, relax, relate, release. And yeah. Hopefully we can do something for you, because I feel like we have seen more stressed out people than... anything?
Yeah.
Anxiety driven.
It's always really fun to watch them too, though. Like, we have some smaller sample sizes, obviously. Mm-hmm. We've been giving out Tonic Chill like crazy.
That's good.
We had a woman come in the other day and she was holding her purse up real close. She backed into the, I opened the door for her so she could come in.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't touch anything, stood 8 feet away from everything.
Hey, that's great, though.
Yep.
Everybody's
but
doing.
She was freaking out and. She was like, I haven't slept in 3 days, not really. Mm. And we gave her some Tonic Chill, which is broad spectrum.
Yeah.
But with all the ashwagandha and lemon balm, all that stuff in it, just within 15 minutes, 20 minutes, she was just...
You can tell them when that tension releases from those ears.
Yeah.
All the time. That's what I would say. We've been doing we do curbside pickup.
That's right.
We do delivery
mm-hmm.
at all the locations, I want to say. Do you guys do delivery?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've been shipping as well.
And shipping, yes.
Shannon's been doing some educational videos on Facebook, on social media.
That's great.
And because of that, we've actually generated a few sales from people that have seen our videos in different groups.
Well, that's good.
And so we've actually been walking them through, doing phone consultation with
Amazing.
Them before the sale, because they still don't know what they need. So we would talk with them for 20 to 30 minutes, usually mm-hmm. is all it takes, and
that's what
get them started.
It was really interesting. The other morning, it started... I want to say I might have gotten a message around 7 something. We don't open till 10.
Yeah.
But I'm always available. And so I was responding, and I know sometimes I get a little lazy with how I talk. And so Bubba, he works at my location, he says, "Is that an auto response?" And I was like, "No, that's me responding to them." And he's like, "Oh, well, way to go." I was like, "Man, I must talk really bad on a daily basis." I said, "But it'll make you clean up really quick." But it was pretty much me going back and forth with someone and then going through my catalog and my photos to find different products to show the client. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. you do whatever you can, because people are in the midst of a crisis, it seems like. Or they want to find a way to just stress less.
Well, we have one woman come in. Her son was out in the car. They had just come from the ER from him having an anxiety attack.
Yes.
And it was over all the craziness surrounding COVID. Jefferson County is kind of a hot spot.
Yes, it
for
is.
The cases. So there's been more people just kind of freaking out a little bit mm-hmm. and not knowing, just being uncertain.
You just don't know.
And she's like, "I don't know what else to do. Is there anything that can help my son? I don't care if it's smokable or vapable or just anything." I said, "Well, we don't have to have him smoking if you don't want him to. We have other options."
Exactly.
And gave her some gummies to try, and she ended up coming back in the next day. Said that worked great.
Yep.
And she bought all the bottles we had left.
Hey.
And I was like, "Well, this will hold you over a while."
It will.
So.
And that's been another thing. It's like, we are still on, no matter what kind of shutdown there is right now. All of our vendors are shipping to us,
yep.
and we're getting
yep.
it in timely fashions.
Yep.
So if we do not have your product one day, I'm pretty sure it's on the way. I mean, just so many people, I feel like during this, it's like, I hate that this is what had to happen to make people not rely, but try.
Yeah.
CBD. I had a lady do a walk up at our window today because people can actually, like, we've got a window people can walk up to. And she's like, my daughter's been having anxiety attacks, same kind of situation. And she was like, it's been happening for like the past week. And I was like, well, I'm not going to tell you start big. It's always best to start small. Did the exact same thing you said. I gave her three different kinds of gummies to try because we do little sample packs, kind of like how you do, but we let people pick how many they want to put in it. And oh my gosh, I just hope that we get some good feedback because she just did it today.
Well, you know, we're going to talk more about the edibles and stuff in a little bit, but definitely like getting people to take them the right way has been pretty key.
Yes.
Not letting it sit in the mouth long enough, stuff like that, just swallowing it. You lose so much through digestion.
Yes.
As far as the absorption rate goes.
The mouth is very big, the receptors.
And the mucus glands, like all that. So it's, that's kind of been the trick, is just making sure they're walking out the door with the right information to take it. Every single person that we've made sure of that, which is what we do, you know. So we've had every, actually since we've opened, every person that we've had in the first 3 weeks has returned.
That's amazing.
Every single one of them. That's not a single new customer that didn't come back.
That's great.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, it's really big about making sure you know what you're putting in, how you're putting it in, and how long to keep it in. Because otherwise, just like you say, you could eat two or three of them and it still do nothing for you.
Right. And you think it's too expensive. It might work, but it's too expensive. But you're just not, you're not efficiently doing dosing it. Right. Yeah.
So that's a lot of people with those. Do you guys have the Pharma CBD?
Oh, yeah, we had.
They're gone.
Yeah, they're all gone. The triple layer gummy bears.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. People love the triple bears. But a lot of people, when they start with us, if they've never tried it before, I even try and tell them to try half of one just to see how that works for them. And they can definitely tell a difference with just that. But then it's like, it's fun to see how couples come in and they start their journey together.
Yeah.
And then they're coming in for their separate bottles and they don't want that. No, that's his and this is mine.
Yeah.
But that's like my favorite part of it, just seeing how people grow with it and what else they're willing to try.
Well, it's funny what your mind and your body can handle when, you know, it's not worried about like all the hurt, the ache, the pain, you know, what you can get done just being you.
That's
you know?
The biggest thing. It's like I say, everybody, find your happy place. It's the day that you go through the whole day and you didn't think about all those things that nag you all day long.
Yeah, like I don't remember that I've got this many ribs. You know, they don't need to all hurt.
Exactly. So. Oh, man, I didn't know. Maybe just one of my knees hurts. And I didn't think about the other one. And me not thinking about the other one, maybe forget about the other one. But CBD can take you somewhere.
And whichever delivery method you want to try. Like, it's really nice to see it infused in salts and sugars and fats and oils, you know, because that's how our body absorbs things best.
Exactly.
That's why gummies work really well for a lot of people really quickly, is probably because of the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
How quickly we absorb sugar.
Right.
You know, it's just opening it up, you know.
I'm starting my search this week. All gummy people out there, edible makers, I am looking for a gummy that is not sugar-coated. Because I've had quite a few people in the last week come in and say, hey, do you guys have any that aren't coated in sugar? And I was like, who wants that? And I was like, well, we have chocolate. Because we do. I think you guys have, do you guys have peanut butter nuggets?
Oh,
I know we do in West Mobile.
I don't think we do. Not yet.
Okay,
not yet.
Well.
We've got the rose mint and milk chocolates.
Oh.
And then there's, I think there might be a peanut butter one in there. But
yeah, the Patsies.
The gold, yeah, the gold ones. Gold rub. Yeah. We got
they're
those.
They're by Patsies.
Yeah, I like mint chocolates, though. So I'm a little partial.
So we just ordered, the first time we ordered the chocolates. And then we ordered the peanut butter chocolate. And this go round, I didn't realize how low we were on milk chocolates. So I'm getting ready to place an order for the milk chocolates. But those peanut butter nuggets are intoxicating.
My grandmother loves them. She loves peanut butter and chocolate.
Oh, man. It's like, and what they show you in the picture does not even do it the bit of justice.
Yeah.
Because when you bite into it, there is a creamy center that just pours out.
All right.
Pour some wine.
Yeah. So, like, it was, you know, whenever I started keto, I don't know if you knew this, I actually did a keto diet over Christmas. My girlfriend Shannon.
So does Bubba.
Ariel. Yep. Okay. So it dealt with a lot of pain.
Okay.
Like, that plus CBD was insane. But we did these keto cups. So we made these huge Reese's cups that were keto cups with CBD infused.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It
Delicious.
Was, oh, my God. Yeah, it was great.
I could probably live off that.
Yep. And it was like, it was not that hard. You just literally put a little oil in once you're melting it down. So it was you know, it's interesting though to see how like just diet nutrition, like by itself, mm-hmm. can change so much to do with your body. CBD intake is part of that, you know.
Right.
But then it allows you to get the physical side in too. So
that's the best part about it.
Let's use candy to get there.
Hey, I'm not complaining. But hey, we're gonna get ready and go to break in just a minute. Everybody stay with us tonight because we are talking edibles, because who doesn't love a good edible? We'll be right back. This is Whitney Sheldon and Austin Robertson.
Back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Hey everybody, this is Whitney Sheldon and tonight filling in for Jennifer Boozer, and I am with Austin Robertson. Yep. And he is of the Hoover location right now, but he is the future
Montgomery store manager.
There we go. Yep. That's what he is.
It'll be on 8001 Vaughn Road, I think. I'm pretty sure. I've been there a couple times. We haven't had a chance to get it going with all the craziness that's happening.
Oh, man. So. We're all having to backpedal just a little bit, mm-hmm. but we're going to get to where we need to be.
We'll be fine.
Yes.
Just keep
Corona's kicking us in the rump, but guess what?
We
it's not going to bring us down, because guess what? We are essential. I keep telling everybody, we are essential.
Did you see the meme of Seth Rogen, like where he's like turned his back to the sun coming over the mountains and said what it means when you're essential?
No.
And that's like, it's like, ooh. You
I
know?
Need that. I need that, because I'm pretty sure Bubba can do something good with that.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty funny.
I've been living for all of the memes.
Yeah.
Even though they're like, oh, stay off the internet and don't watch the news.
Well, you know, like,
it's a guilty pleasure right now.
We were talking about the edibles earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talking about you do chocolate chip cookies, and there's so many other ways to take it. They're like, Shannon and I have been talking about throwing in the isolate to local honey, and we just found some local honey, so we're going to be doing that, using that for different things.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. But there's other ways to do it. I mean, I've infused salts with cannabinoids before.
Hey,
I've,
what was I going to say about isolates? Because you just said isolate.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Right now,
coated gummies.
Not even that. Isolate is hard to find.
Yeah.
I had to pull things out of my archives
really?
To find some, because I've got one client that is all he wants to eat. That's all he uses is mm-hmm. isolate, and he wants it in the powder form because he likes to do whatever he does
so
with
like
it.
So like Clean Remedies makes 2 gram jars of it.
Which is great.
Yeah.
And I have not bought anything from Clean Remedies yet for the shop.
Okay.
Because we are going through transitioning me to the Cannabama, so we're trying to figure out what brands we're going to keep and which ones we're going to...
Right. Well, it's the size thing.
Phase
you know,
out.
Like, well, we felt like Curative has these sizes, Clean Remedies has these sizes. I like how they complement each other.
Right.
They're both a quality product.
See, we were using, is it Extract Labs?
Yeah, Extract Labs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's who I was doing it from. But then I looked on the website the other day, and their bulk size sold out completely. And then their 1 grams are sold out completely, because I know it's in high demand. Because I've heard the rumors.
Well, HealthWorks, I think we had 3 gram and 5 gram containers of those.
And HealthWorks?
And HealthWorks, too. They make the vape and terps, I think.
I just ordered vape and
terps
today.
Oh, they're awesome.
We did not have those. All of my vendors have stopped making vape pens. And I'm like transitioning my people to whatever's going to be the new normal. So we were down, I think we're down to our last Granddaddy Purple.
Oh, no. Yeah, we just sold our last one out. We actually had a nurse and a firefighter come in the other night. They were married together, obviously, mm-hmm. so they came in together. They were going to the gun store next door to us in Hoover.
Perfect.
We're right next to Precision Tactical.
CBD and ammo at the same time.
Yeah, that's exactly how people have been treating it. We had a family come from Atlanta to go to Birmingham. Couldn't find a bullet between Atlanta and Birmingham. So they came to Birmingham, bought $400 worth of guns and ammo, and then came into the store and spent $200 on like flour and vapes and vape juice. But HealthWorks is doing really good with their vape juices. I used the Blue Dream the other day myself.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Well, that's great to know.
But the isolate, though, the edibles, that's more interesting to me, because I would like to make new ways to use it, you know?
Right.
Or just have something to do. I mean, everyone's kind of stuck at home right now, and this is something you could get.
We're
you
all
know.
Getting quite creative.
Yeah. And you could totally sneak it in on your kids, too, like throw it in some chocolates or,
people
you know,
are figuring
fudge.
Out that there is a kitchen in their house.
Yeah, yeah.
Since COVID.
And that's actually been something Shannon would... she would actually recommend to parents, like, if you want to make your kids take this, you know, and they don't like it in the oil form, like, you could totally just make some cookies or make some
Jell-O.
Jell-O, yep.
You Apple could throw sauce.
It in honey. You can put it in any kind of, yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
There's lots and tons of parents who come in, and they're just trying to, they don't like how the ADHD medication turns their child into
focused, like zombie. Sort of a zombie, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that, focused zombie. And they're like, what else can we try? And well, I was having in the shop Cushy Bites.
Cushy Bites. Have you heard of them? I have not.
So they sell a ton of broad spectrum.
Okay.
So we were getting it in forms of beef jerky.
Okay.
They have rainbow belts. They've got the things that look like Sour Patches, bubble gum balls.
Oh, yeah?
So they've got peanut butter. And then their Nutella, I don't know if they called it Nutella because that would be trademark infringement.
So back up, you said jerky?
They had beef
jerky.
Okay,
see, I was just contemplating buying another dehydrator because I like making jerky. I was wondering if there was like a recipe for a marinade I could use the isolate with.
Oh, that'd be great. So we got the original and we got the teriyaki. And Bubba and I like to be the experimental people at the shop to see how effective products are.
Yeah, well, you have and to. You're giving them out. I mean, you're putting them in people's...
But the beef jerky is not one that you just test out on because it's delicious, number one.
Yeah.
And, you know, beef jerky is one of those things, like, once you start eating it, you just like, oh, this whole bag, I'm supposed to eat all of it in one sitting.
Yeah.
And I believe we both did.
How'd that go?
I was fine because my amount was very small in comparison to Bubba's. And then Bubba sat on the couch and he's like, this is very effective.
He's like, I could do any number of figures
beef
right now.
Beef jerky is essential.
I don't feel like moving. Yep.
Right.
I heard you like coffee and CBD together, Charlie. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
It's been the Keurig cups we've had have been pretty interesting.
K-cups.
Yep, yep.
Man,
Jennifer said I'm the only one she knew that would have a cup of that before going to bed at night. But the caffeine doesn't keep you up if it's that warm, soothing coffee with CBD in it.
That's when I was talking to Luis, he's our COO. He was saying that Jennifer was trying to get him to drink a cup of coffee before heading back to New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
Like, that was their midway stop, was Mobile.
Yeah.
And he drank a cup of coffee, and he says, I sat on the couch, and I felt like I sunk into it. He was saying how comfortable he got, and he was like, you just fight to stay awake. And I was like, really? And I was like, his body, just CBD is very effective.
Yeah.
Or I know CBD a lot of time will trigger the things that we need the most.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, in the midst of everything, I can't imagine this, but you're not sleeping.
Right.
So people sleep. I would say when they first start out on it,
it's just kind of cool to be able to drink something that tastes like coffee and doesn't wake you up.
It's
like,
a nice
like
way
if
to
you
end
need to
the
go
day.
To sleep. Oh, yeah, man. Like it doesn't give you the jittery shake.
Right.
Yeah, and that's
what's
something.
Your favorite kind out of them?
Of the hazelnut haze.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the hazelnut haze.
Good.
Yeah, I didn't really like the get roasted. It just I'm not a French
is
vanilla
that the dark,
guy.
Is
that's
that
the French vanilla.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Jamaican me haze. Not really a Kahlua fan or caramel, so I just. Stuck with the hazelnut. I really like
I
that
I want
one.
It to taste like coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I drink my coffee
black. Because I know
there's
a light roast and there's a dark roast.
Yep.
And those both come in decaf also.
Yeah, there's also a whole bean form.
Right.
That,
it just doesn't taste the same.
No, I haven't tried it yet.
I'm not supposed to say that. That's
well,
the truth,
if
people.
You don't prefer it, you don't prefer it.
I'm not a fan of decaf. I can't figure what's the point.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was reading something interesting on cannabinoids and caffeine and how they operate together.
Yeah.
And they don't see like a clear connection. Like you said, caffeine's not a carrier.
Right.
But they did mention, well, if you know, in the article is like, well, think about it. The entourage effect with THC, CBD, CBN, CBG, you know, with all the cannabinoids together, they offset each other's side effects.
Right.
And that's something that it could be. There's not a study yet, but it could be that CBD and caffeine also have an effect on each other's side effects.
Right.
So the jittery, the shake, the huge energy
CBD
boost,
balances
that out. Like it does everything else. Like it does inflammation, oxidants, all of it.
All the coffee drinkers out there that want to drink coffee all day long.
CBD coffee is your way.
CBD coffee is your way. You don't have to worry about drinking that cup of coffee at night that you have a taste for.
You know, and if you're not convinced, just come try it.
Exactly, because they sell them by the singles and they sell them by the box.
Mm-hmm.
So why
not? $2.50 a cup. I'm still really excited to try the isolate and the honey.
I mean,
it's not, you know, it's a psychoactive effect, but not exactly like it's not going to hit you over the head. So I'm just curious to see how much I can get in a day.
Because I would say our people love, but ours are Colorado hemp honey.
Mm-hmm.
We have their 15 mil honey sticks in Ginger Soothe, Tranquil Tangerine, I want to say, Raw Soothe. No, is that Ginger Soothe? Raw something.
Yeah.
And there's one more. Lemon Stress Less.
I've tried the Colorado Hemp Company honey sticks, I think it was.
And then they have the double strength, which are 30 mil.
Oh, really?
Per stick.
30 milligrams?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, I take 100 milligrams a day. Like, that's my dosage. But, so, I mean, 30 mils, a third
over
of that.
Over the whole span of the day, right?
Hang on.
Tincture of the morning, tincture of the evening?
Nope, that's wrong. I take 150 a day.
Okay.
So, I use 50 milligrams throughout the day, middle of the day. It doesn't really put me to sleep.
Right.
At night, though, when I go to lay down, if I don't have a quiet mind, I can't quit thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It helps me sleep. So, yeah, it was. I do 350 milligram clean remedies, 3,000. So that's 50 droppers times three is 150 milligrams a day.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And that's how you do that math, people. So, like, that's important, knowing how much is in a dropper, how much is in a drop.
How much is in the bottle.
Yep, that's very important.
Because there's a lot of people who come in and they're like, I'm taking 600 milligrams a day. And I'm like, wait, what?
No, you're not.
And then I'm like, oh, so you have a 600 milligram bottle. Then we do all of the breakdown. If you do the full dropper, you're getting 20 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
So how many times do you do that full dropper per day?
Yep.
And
yeah. And it's like Clean Remedies with their isolate powder and the edibles. Like, they throw the spoon in there with a 20 mil scoop and a 10 milligram scoop.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so you can properly dose each cookie, basically. Which is kind of cool. Like, it's important. I mean, your dose is different from my dose. It's not based on weight or age or anything.
My dose is, I put in
like that. So
I do what? Let's say 45 grams in 8 sticks of butter.
That's
45 grams of flour. math. Do that math.
That's a lot.
So it's usually about 8 to 10 sticks of butter, whatever my butter magic.
I'm trying to think
of
how much a stick of butter weighs. Like, or the mass of it. I don't know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know either.
Okay. But yeah.
Two sticks is 1 cup.
But you know the 45 grams is going into how many
cookies that I make.
Right.
And
so
then
I can
break it down that way.
Ish. It would be a.
Between 25 to 28 milligrams
is
what we're getting to.
Exactly.
But yeah, that is. I think when we get back, we're going to get more so into these chocolate chip cookies that
I'd like
everyone
to hear about
is
those.
Requesting because we are sold out. And I think I made 150 last week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How much are they going for per
three.
Cookie?
$3 a cookie?
Not bad.
Not at
that's
all.
That's a single good, that's a solid price for a good single dose.
Yes, it's great.
Yep.
But yeah, so when we get back, we're talking chocolate chip cookies, and we'll be right back after this break.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Hey everybody, it's Whitney Sheldon in tonight for Jennifer Boozer. I'm with Austin Robertson, and Canabama is located at 558 St. Francis Street, Suite 1A, Mobile, Alabama. And in West
that's
Mobile.
That's downtown.
That's the downtown. Thank you, Charlie. That's the downtown location.
And well, you know, we may have newcomers to the town.
That's right.
Exactly. And then we've got the West Mobile location at 2090 Schillinger Road. That's Suite K, right down the road from Pete's Party Castle.
Mm-hmm.
Phone numbers for the locations, 251-255-5155. And downtown is open Monday through Sunday.
Yep.
From
yep.
10 to 7?
And then 12 to 5 on Sundays, I believe.
Okay.
I think.
And
I'm
then
pretty sure.
Schillinger Road is Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Or is it 10 to 7?
10 to 7.
10 to 7. Sorry, guys. I'm bad at this. And then us and Daphne, we're located at 25935 Friendship Road, Suite C. Phone number 251-404-0913. We are open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6.
And then 3435 South Shades Crest Road, Suite 113, right across from YMCA in Hoover, Alabama. Phone number is 205-637-6634. You'll find Shannon or I there between 12 and 7 Monday through Saturday.
Great.
At least for now.
Right.
We'll stay open as long as we can. at every location for as long as you
as know. Long as they consider us essential.
Right, which
we
right
will
now
be there for you.
We're very essential.
At all of the locations, you can do pickup, it's curbside pickup. You can do delivery.
Mm-hmm.
You can order online.
We'll do phone consult.
Phone consultations.
Yep.
If you message us on Facebook Messenger, we will talk back and forth with you on there. You'll be getting one of us directly.
We've had people do it on curbside. People that didn't want to get out of their car, they call. We'll go to the storefront. We'll call, or they'll call the storefront, and then we'll talk to them through the door. So we're still having a very human interaction.
Exactly, because you have got to know how to use the CBD that you are putting into your body.
You need to know how to choose.
Yes, you need to know what kind of options that you have. A lot of people just think that there's one option.
Or that they can't because of their drug urinalysis at their job.
Exactly.
And that's just simply not true. So.
And then right now at the locations, we are doing 20% off to first responders, medical professionals, and service industry workers.
Awesome.
There are daily specials. So like Monday, Munchy Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday is what? Topical?
Topical Tuesday.
Topical Tuesday.
That would make sense.
Then there's Wash Up Wednesday. There's Thirsty Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Flower Friday. And then there's Super Saturday, which we randomly pick whatever we feel like being on sale that day,
yeah.
And it's on sale. Normally, those daily specials are 10% off, but right now we're doing 15% off because guess what? Everybody deserves a little bit of an extra break right now.
That's right.
And so come out and visit one of those four Mary locations and get one of us on the line if you have questions, or just come on. I mean, do whatever you can to get in contact with us because we are here to help.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want you guys to enjoy CBD as much as we do. Before the break, we were talking about CBD edibles and how much everyone loves them. Everyone loves them.
Yeah, actually, it's been between mostly the flower and the edibles and topicals in Hoover.
Really, that's
most
great.
Of the, most people are coming in for the weird ways to get it. You know, like mm-hmm. the things they're not used to seeing.
Traditional
so.
Sublingual.
Oh, we got goldfish crackers, but they're not goldfish crackers. They're just the
we'll
a fish called Wana is what they're called. Like, those are pretty cool. It's a daily dose in a bag, you know?
Hey, that's
and
neat.
I actually talked to the owner of the company the other day. I had a question about dosing because mm-hmm. it claimed there was a number of crackers in the bag that really wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had confusion about, well, how are people going to dose properly if
right,
a serving size is
this?
They
eat five and it's really 12.
Right. Like, a serving size isn't 40 crackers. And he's like, well, we'll figure it out. Like, so he sat on the phone with me. We did the math, like, weighed it up, and we figured out, oh, okay, so there's this much in the bag for sure. And the whole bag is a full serving, so your daily dose, 50 milligrams anyway.
So you can eat the whole bag?
Yeah, you can eat the whole bag.
So are they God's calories?
They're awesome. They taste better
it's
than
like,
actual like
Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it tastes better than the stuff it's, you know, supposedly imitating, I guess.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's good. I know I saw the Cheerios looking.
Oh, yeah. We haven't tried those. I've tried the Cinco de Mayo crackers, though.
Oh.
So, like, I guess, and then we have pretzels.
Sounds delicious.
We have the Cocoa Puffs,
mm-hmm.
and they're pretty cool. I've had those. But, yeah, I mean, any way you want to cook it, you know, it's any way you can ingest it, any way you
yeah.
can get it in or get it on you, it's probably the best way.
I would say my favorite way is chocolate chip cookies.
Really? Is it just because you know how to make those?
It's because I know how to make them, number one. And another reason is because it's the Nestle Toll House recipe that I know from memory.
Okay, so you're using like the childhood.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing the childhood recipe.
Yep.
But we're doing it with canna butter.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you make your canna butter?
So I decarb.
Okay. What's that?
I put my hemp into the oven.
Okay.
So, yes, I have sacrificed our family oven for the sake of hemp.
Yep.
Done
the same.
I do it at 220.
Okay. Why do you do it at 220?
Because I keep it low heat.
Because it'll burn off the CBD and the mm-hmm. flour? Okay.
I'm trying to
yeah.
keep all of the CBD in the little bit of flour that I'm putting in there, which is like 45 to 60 grams.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not a little bit. It's a lot.
Yeah.
I
but
do
you
it
have
for
to
about...
concentrate it.
Yes.
So it will take more flour.
Absolutely.
Than, yeah. Like, how much would you do at a time for that amount? You said 60 grams?
I think the last time we did it, it was 54.
54 grams?
Yeah.
So
I usually anywhere between 45 and 60, depending on how many sticks of butter.
That's nearly 2 ounces.
Yeah.
For how many sticks of butter?
Like 10.
10?
Maybe 8.
Okay. So it's pretty strong.
Yes.
Do you know?
We need them to be effective.
Yeah, of course. But do you know how proper dosing that is? Or like
I
want to
say the last time we did the math, my cookies were coming out at like 28.
per cookie.
Yes.
That's incredible. That's nearly 30 milligrams a cookie of CBD.
I was trying to aim for 25, but ended up being like 28 after Bubba did my math. Yep.
You don't have to be that accurate or exact either. I mean, when you're doing it, just if you're making a batch for yourself.
But I just know people who are first timers with the edibles, I was telling them to eat half of a cookie.
Yeah.
Because I saw what happened when you ate two cookies.
Yeah.
So I knew a half would do the job.
Okay. So did you test it out on Bubba?
Yes.
Yeah. How did he respond?
He said he ate two. And in response, I shouldn't have eaten two. So they are highly effective. I call them the after dinner cookie.
Okay.
It's the when you don't have anything else to do and you just don't want to have a care left in the world kind of cookie.
Right. Do you chew it slow like you do gummies?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Just enjoy it.
Yep. Yeah.
And taste the butter. Enjoy that little bit of hempiness that you're getting into it, because first times are like, oh my gosh.
The taste can be kind of
super terpy.
Yeah.
I like to use very terpy strains.
Yeah, because they're going to give more flavor off anyway.
Mm. Orange Kush.
Plus they have more flavonoids. Oh, wow. Orange Kush.
Orange Kush is great. The one I'm doing tonight is going to be a sour diesel.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you have the flour in your store, sour diesel, too?
Not anymore.
Oh, that's making the cookies.
I'm sacrificing those last couple bags for those cookies. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite strains.
Really? Yeah. Well, I've got some in the car.
Okay, cool.
Got you covered.
Cool.
But yeah, so that's what did Bubba say? Make them with moon rocks. I was like, no.
No.
Not today. I won't do that to anyone. But yeah, so I love to give people a cookie because some people automatically, when they come into the shop, they confuse CBD with our cousin. I like to call it our cousin.
Yeah.
MJ, marijuana. Mm-hmm. But
that's just a legal definition.
Right.
Yeah.
I like them to see how far CBD can take you.
Right.
A cookie is a good explanation as to where you can go.
Absolutely.
It's
always more potent being processed by the liver, mm-hmm. like that directly. It always is the way it just shears the molecules. You get more from it. But the absorption in the mucus is important, and the mucus glands as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
But like when you're eating something like an edible, it can be pretty substantial. Finding my right dose with edibles was difficult for me at first.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I was in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cannabinoid. They absorb basically the same.
Yeah.
So finding the proper dosage from like a 500 milligram chocolate bar with 10 squares on it, that's 50 milligrams per square.
Right.
What if I only needed 25? How can I, what if I don't need, what if I need 150? What if I need 1,000 milligram bar?
Right.
You need to know where you're spending your money because mm-hmm. it's not cheap.
It's not.
It's not cheap. But, it's not the cheapest thing you can buy. But it's definitely not something you want to mess up on, too much.
Exactly.
You got to be kind of efficient with the expense of it. So
that's why I think that when we started making them, they're packaged before they get to the store, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's like, oh, my gosh, they're going to be – how much are they? Like, everyone's like, it's going to be a $7 cookie.
Well,
I'm like, it could be. We sell
$3.
Our cookies for $3.
So that's a dollar per 10 milligrams of CBD, people. That's not bad at all. Mm-mm. 10 cents a milligram.
Nope. And I just want it to be to where everyone can find their favorite way.
Mm-hmm.
And we do – I don't know if they have it in the other store. We have a $10 grab jar.
Really? Oh, yeah. We have – Brittany showed me these today, actually. They're a $10, sample bag.
Oh.
Where we have, not even a full gram of flour. It's, maybe a half gram of flour. And then we have a topical in there, a 3-milliliter or a single serving bottle of tincture, mm-hmm. and then gummies.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it comes out for $10, and you can try literally 4 different delivery methods.
And find which way is your favorite.
Yeah, find which way you like the most, or at least would like to explore a little more. You can't really tell everything with a single serving. You need to try it, once, twice, three times, I think, to really get a feel for it.
Right. Well, our $10 grab jar is a little bit different. Ours is all the flowers that I'm discontinuing.
Okay. Yeah.
Or the vape pen that I'm discontinuing. Whichever one we're not carrying anymore, in there. And everybody's like, oh, yes. And then especially with all of the discounts and things going on now, they're catching breaks every which way they can.
So tell me about the chocolate chip cookies. We got to go back to that.
Okay.
We got off the recipe.
Right. So we do, of course, flour, butter.
Yep.
After it's – okay, we were in decarbing process, right?
Decarbing
so
process.
So I cheat everybody. I'm just going to be honest. I use magical butter. It's a device.
Mm-hmm.
after I decarb my flour and it's cooled completely with softened butter, I combine the two into my magical butter, and it goes on 160 for 2 hours.
Okay.
Then I strain everything once it's done. And then I let my butter get to a softened texture in the refrigerator. Okay. I don't let it get all the way back firm because then I have to go all the way back through.
Yep.
I catch it right at the right time because you don't want your cookie recipe, your dough getting too wet or loose. But you combine all of the ingredients that we're used to combining: flour, sugar, brown sugar, salt, baking soda.
So just cookies.
Cookies.
With magic butter.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only real difference. So making the magic butter, I'm sure we could Google that.
Oh, yeah.
If we had any questions. Or come into the store and talk to Whitney.
Exactly.
Because yeah.
I have a couple people who do shop to ingest.
Yeah.
They buy flour just for the sole purpose of being able to go home and put it in what they want to put it in, or, you know.
Yeah. And we've actually talked about having classes, you know, once all this is over with.
Oh, definitely.
We can all come back out. Like, we're wanting to do some sort of, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, because Boozer knows how to make some cookies.
Yeah, I've made salts before that you put it on your steak or your fries or your burger or, you know, whatever you
delicious.
Put salt. Quesadilla, that's the first thing I tried it on. It was awesome. Hits you right in the teeth. It just, you absorb salt super fast. So when you infuse the salt, it's there. It doesn't even get down your throat.
That's what I do for your jerkies.
You start feeling awesome. Yeah.
Or like you said, a marinade.
Yeah. Oh, I can do a salt rub steak if it wouldn't cook it off, you know.
Right.
But it wouldn't. It's always going on after the cooking process with that. It's a little different.
I'm excited with the fact that people are getting so creative with it.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
so many things out there. There's so many recipes. One of the first things
whole
I think
cookbooks.
I bought, I was going to say, the first thing that I bought for the store before I thought about furniture, before I thought about what it was going to look like, I found a cookbook.
Nice.
And I bought that. I was like, because I'm going to bring some of these infused items to our shop. It's necessity.
Yeah.
People have to have, they want to, we have a palate that needs satisfied.
Yep. It helps, you know, getting it in any way you can, but like metabolizing it in different ways. It gets through every part of the system, and the endocannabinoid system is in every part of our body.
Right.
So we should be putting it on our skin. We should be ingesting it. I believe we should be smoking it and vaping it. I mean, I've definitely seen the studies showing it's a bronchial dilator.
Yeah.
I've seen studies showing where people, you know, do this, where they smoke, and then it actually, they have stronger lungs than people that never smoked anything. So.
But I think everyone
but
should
we're
come
going
out
to break.
And visit one of our locations.
Yeah. Try it out.
Exactly.
However, edibles are awesome.
Cannabama is here for the people.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Everybody, it's Whitney in tonight with Austin Robertson, and we are filling in for Jennifer Boozer, who is out handling some CBD business somewhere in the world. Jen, we miss you, and we hope everything's going well out there. As everyone knows, or if you don't know, we have 4 locations for Cannabama downtown. 558 St. Francis Street, Suite 1A.
West Mobile,
2090 Schillinger Road, Suite K. Phone numbers at those locations, 251-255-5155. My location is in Daphne, Alabama, 25935 Friendship Road, Suite C. Phone number is 251-404-0913. And
then,
tell us about Hoover.
Hoover again, 3435 South Shades Crest Road, Suite 113, across from the YMCA in Hoover, Alabama. Phone number is 205-637-6634. We'll be there Monday through Saturday, 12 to 7.
And at every location, you guys can walk in, walk up, curbside pickup, get deliveries, order online, and we can consult on all of those kinds of ways also. So you guys pick your potion, and we are there for you.
All right. So.
And, first responders are getting, it's more than first responders. First
it's
responders, medical.
Healthcare workers, yeah.
Yeah, healthcare workers.
Service industry. You're getting 20% off and 15% for everybody else.
15% off is for the daily specials. So Munchie Monday, Topical Tuesday, Wash Up Wednesday, Thursday, Flower Friday.
And then Super Saturdays. Yep. Yep.
So make sure you come out, take advantage of it. We all need to catch a break, and Cannabama is out here to help the people.
Spreading relaxation.
Yes, we just want people to be able to release some of what's going on, to relieve that tension.
Yeah, Charlie was bringing up a couple questions from the segment earlier.
Well, and one of the, if you have somebody that says, I really don't know what CBD is, mm-hmm. I hear people talking about it all the time. What's your message to those people?
Well, you let them know, the easiest way is just let people know what it's done for you, where it comes from. You don't tell them anything you know to be untrue. You know, you tell them it's the cannabis sativa plant. Mm-hmm. And
no THC or very low.
Very low, that's right. But, it is the same plant, grown differently, harvested differently.
Right.
At a different time to keep it legal and allow us to use the whole rest of the plant, which is substantial, 140 plus.
The non-psychoactive version.
Non-psychotropic.
Psychotropic, there we
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
Well, so who would benefit the most from using CBD products then?
The most? Everybody. Honestly, well, we have the receptors in our body. I think that it should be a part of our daily nutrition.
Well,
honestly.
You guys have been mentioning relaxation.
Oh yeah,
oh, people
yeah.
who are highly stressed.
But talk about pain relief.
Okay, yeah. So people who are carrying let's say inflammation
of any kind. I mean, you talk to Jen's son Isaiah about his broken ankle and how quickly he healed with that, and he was jokingly saying, I was wearing the post-op boot into my physical therapy, but I didn't put it on until I got out of the car.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. And, he's saying
it
like...
It combats inflammation like something I have never seen.
Compared to the 4 months the year prior when he did it.
Right.
So things like a little muscle strain might help?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Oh, it's a natural muscle relaxant.
Yep. Also helps with muscle growth and recovery.
And so, spasms.
Yep.
Definitely.
Yep. My father's actually been using the could have been dank CBD oil since Christmas. I think we bought a couple bottles from their place over in Dothan and gave it to him. He's cut down to, I think, a half a Loratab a day. He had a back surgery 25 years ago. They told him he'd never walk without a cane again.
Wow.
You know, he said, well, whatever. You know.
One of the first people that I met shopping in my shop was a older woman. And she was standing at the edge of my counter, and she was there with her two daughters. One was a nurse, and I don't know what the other one's profession was.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, would you believe me if I told you 4 months ago I was in a wheelchair?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow.
Wow. Really?
And she was standing there holding her purse at the edge of my counter, and the doctors were pretty much telling her that she had...
Yeah.
She was going to be in that chair unless she had a surgery.
Yeah.
And then they were weighing the percentiles of function after surgery.
Right.
And the daughters were like, hey, how about we try this route first and then
see what
we'll
happens.
See. Mm-hmm. And so she went from wheelchair to walking with, what's it called?
The walker with the tennis balls on the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Walking with the walker to walking with the cane. But when she walked into my shop, she walked on her 2 feet with her purse in hand. And they were just coming in just to see what the shop looked like. And because that's what everybody's so worried about. What they're walking into.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the biggest things that holds people up from walking into the shop because they think they're getting ready to walk into like a head shop.
Or reputation. Someone saw them walking into it. You know, I lived in Colorado for 2 years. I'm from Geneva, Alabama, born and raised, moved around quite a bit after, and then went out to Colorado for 2 years. I think I mentioned this before, I was smoking cigarettes still at the time. I was sitting in front of my porch in the HOA neighborhood, and I got fined $200 for smoking a cigarette in that HOA.
Mm-hmm.
Go in to pay it or find out if I'm going to pay it. They tell me, well, if it had been a joint, it would have been all right. Like, cannabis use for medicinal purposes is very common.
Yes.
In other places, and it'll happen here as it becomes more widely used.
Normal. We're trying to make it normal.
Like Charlie's asking, he's like, who's it best for? If you've ever hurt, if you've ever had stress, if you've ever felt anxiety or depression, it's for you. It's for everybody. And you're right, like especially times like now, I've seen people freaking out and people losing just their calm, their peace. And we've been able to see some level of that restored to people using the products we use daily for the same purpose.
Or just a sense of hope. It's something that may give them just a little bit of...
It's the control over their own health, I think. Your own well-being that gives you that calm more than anything is just having control of your own well-being.
As you both know, there are a lot of places that sell CBD products, you know, like they're up on a counter at a gas station.
That's right.
And the only staff member you can interact with is somebody who might know how to work the cash register.
Maybe.
At Cannabama, your staff...
Everyone's trained.
Is trained.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And actually trained.
And they're there to answer questions and mm-hmm. provide education, too.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I would say that about all of our vendors. They are so great about providing informationals about the products that we can send you home with.
Yeah.
So we're not going to just send you home with the bottom, like, hey, figure it out. A lot of us take the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even say a lot of us. We all take the time to either help you find or start with a dosing place,
mm-hmm.
Tell you what it is that you're putting into your body,
mm-hmm.
Ways for you to take a little bit of our knowledge and pass it on to your buddy.
Ways to research what we're telling you.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be information sources out mm-hmm. there.
Oh, not even – I would say, do we even have a product that doesn't have a website?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
But I mean, can I just Google CBD and get some information?
No.
It's about finding the right information. So there's Echo Connection, there's projectcbd.org. These are good sources.
I can't remember the one Dr. Todd told us about, but one was amazing.
Yeah.
I'll think about it and post it on our website.
But I mean, like Clean Remedies sent a training manual with our last order from them. It was just a 10-page with a 8-page appendix in the back explaining terpenes, which are good for what, where you find them, and what plants.
So right. Your staff could do their homework.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Exactly. I spent 6 days going through 18 pages. Now I can read a 300-page book in a night if I haven't got to remember all of it.
But that's just one of the things I can tell you about.
It's packed full.
CBD books that are even out there.
And you mentioned a cookbook, too. Are those available for sale?
So I got mine at Spencer's, so mine was for cannabis edibles, but Spencer's had a really good cookbook, which is actually available on Amazon. Okay. I got the ABCs of CBD.
Yeah.
I've got quite a few books that we've got on display.
Yeah, I tend to go to online. Like, I like books, but projectcbd.org is a good one for me. Like,
yeah.
That's got some stuff on there, too, I'm pretty sure. Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure there's some recipes on there as well.
Magical Butter that I mentioned, they have recipes available on their website and knowledge, because they're not just teaching you how to make chocolate chip cookies. They will teach you how to make a gummy.
Yeah.
They will teach you how to make a truffle.
Oh, man, there's the books out there, and you can even find them in any kind of, like, if it's talking about cannabis in general, cannabinoids basically cook the same way. You just mm-hmm. got to find your temperatures and times, but you can find information on how to use it.
There's tons of resources out there,
and
we can put them on our Instagrams.
Yeah, we should just start doing that. I think
I do a strain of the day, but I haven't really posted any reading sources, but we definitely need to let people know what we're looking into so they can do the exact same thing.
You got 30 seconds, so talk fast.
Well, tonight has been awesome. I want to thank Austin for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for
having
me.
I can't wait for the Montgomery store to be open.
Me too.
But until then, we will all live through the four locations that we have going right now. Westmobile, downtown, Hoover, and Daphne.
That's right.
I always forget the Daphne location.
It's yours.
But hey, we're all here to help. Call us. Message
us
on Facebook.
Facebook,
we are here for you. You guys have a great night.
We'll see you soon. Stay safe.